Jack Flanders was contacted by an old woman, Mine Josepha. Jack was instructed to meet Mine Josepha at the Orishas Club in Rio.
Here, something good to drink.
Was it the strange herbal tea that he drank? Was it the stifling heat?
Whoever finds the lost city, it can never be found, will be rich.
He found himself in the jungle, among ancient ruins where sacrifices were once performed.
An altar?
It's a place to receive dreams.
When a mask was placed over Jack's face, he saw things quite differently.
This is the city. You must return here. You can't find it again, do you understand?
Later that evening, having coffee with his friend Carmen at a sidewalk cafe.
The African religions are very strong in Brazil, especially in the state of Bahia. And the gods are called Orixás.
He was presented with a minor revelation.
The Orixás Club.
Si, senor.
And finally, in the middle of the night, Jack's sleep was interrupted by a call from Professor Vargas.
The museum was broken into this evening.
The skull?
Oh, yes, they took that too.
And now, week 3 of Dreams of Rio.
Is it the same? God, it is. Oh, God. It's another dream.
Mr. Flanders.
Ah, Professor Vargas.
Please, sit down.
What's going on over there?
A political rally.
Who for?
The ruling party is trying to elect their man for governor.
Hmm. So, tell me, what happened at the museum?
Oh, they took everything. All my research, everything.
Do you think Paulo Pompadoro was involved?
Why?
Well, your name was given to me by an associate of Paulo's.
Why didn't you tell me?
I assumed you knew.
Why did he assume that?
I don't know. She mentioned your name as though she knew you.
Who mentioned my name?
Carla Davila, or whatever her real name is.
Who is Carla Davila?
You know, it looks like we've both been set up.
No, that is an accurate assumption.
I could do with a beer.
Me too.
This is it. The Orixás Club. Blech, what a dump. Ay, Carmen, do you really want to go in there? No, you don't. Wee, what a dump.
So you're saying the skull is pre-Incan?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
What? Then if what you just said is true, these people fled from the Spaniards?
No. This happened many years before the conquistadors invaded Peru.
So you're saying they were the ones that foresaw the coming of the conquistadors and fled from Peru into the Amazon basin?
That's essentially correct.
Well, where did they go?
That is for us to discover.
I don't like this place. I don't like how it looks. I don't like how it feels. I don't... Adios, what was that? A giant rat? Oh, no, thank God, just a Brazilian cockroach. I don't like how it smells. I don't like what I hear. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't.
Is it possible for an entire city to have been built in the Amazon and yet no one has discovered the ruins?
An intriguing thought, isn't it? We are dealing with such a vast area, one could fit all of Germany, France, England, well, all of Europe into the Amazon basin.
But still, wouldn't there be local Indians that know something about this?
The Indians have many stories about regions they would not enter because they were considered evil. And don't forget, we are talking about a city 4 or 5 stories high.
Really? I thought the jungle was flat.
Not totally flat. There's rocks and hills, valleys and caves.
Caves? In the Amazon jungle?
Oh, yes. And the vegetation is so thick, you could be right there and not even know that you're walking the streets of what once was a city.
What am I doing here? This is crazy. Carmen, you are crazy. Where is that music coming from? What are they doing? Ay, no sé si quiero saber. Well, so, I'm crazy.
Do you know where this lost city is?
Approximately.
The people who robbed the museum, who took your research, can they figure it out?
Not immediately. I don't believe they can, but eventually, yes.
And you're having possession of the skull. That triggered the theft.
Yes.
But why? It's the key, isn't it?
No one here. Good. Yes? Señora Josefa?
Yes, it's me.
I would like to speak with you.
Come in, Carmen. We've been expecting you.
You've been expecting me?
Yes, we have.
I'm sorry. The skull was my responsibility. All I have to give you are these photos I took.
Can I keep these?
Oh, yes. They're yours.
You know, I've wondered about these designs. They're symbols. It's almost like a map.
It is. But not one that can easily be deciphered.
Why is that?
The symbols represent animal spirits and other deities. The legend is they protect the city.
Protect it?
Yes. Cloak it from the eyes of man, but not from everyone. The key, your favorite expression I've noticed, is a man or woman who is able to communicate with the proper spirits.
Communicate?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well,
perhaps you know.
I wish I did know.
Yes. I also wish.
Would you like something to drink?
No, thank you.
Not even something cool?
No, no.
Ah. Please sit down. I will speak to you in a moment.
I have a question.
Shh. A moment.
What do you expect to find?
Oh, the usual. Tombs, hieroglyphic inscriptions, pottery, masks, sculpture.
Masks?
Yes. Probably some carved monuments and smaller artifacts. The usual.
Look, what are your chances of actually finding this city?
I don't know. But the theft forces me to move now. If they find it first, the site will be looted of anything of value, and what's left, the fragments, will be just more pieces to an impossible puzzle.
There is a disturbance in the air. old gods that have been resting are now being called upon. They are hungry. They are thirsty. Oh, destinies are at work with a vengeance.
I would like you to join my expedition.
Why?
I need an associate. Someone I can trust.
Why me?
I thought you would be interested. You're not?
I have been set up.
What does that mean?
Set up? I don't know why, but I don't like it. I want to find out who's behind it.
It seems obvious. Paolo Pompadour.
Paolo, yes, and others.
You think I'm one of the people responsible?
Are you?
Is he in danger?
Of course. He is playing with a force that is very old. Very old. And not human.
You trust no one?
No.
I trust you. I want you to join me. All right?
Why do you need me?
You are the key. If you change your mind, you know where I am. Goodbye, Mr. Flanders.
I can't figure that guy. I can't figure anyone here. I have the feeling everyone wants something from me, but no one will say what it is. And what about Carla? Is she...
Pleasant surprise to see you.
Carla, or whatever your name is. I thought you vanished.
No, Jack, no. I am very fond of you. I feel you and I can do wonderful things together.
Oh, great.
Yes, great things. Come, let's have a drink.
Okay.
If you could evoke a power to help you, would you?
I don't understand you. First you say I am here to help him, then to protect me. Then you tell
you
me that...
You go to Paraty.
Paraty? But what's there?
If you choose to follow this way, you must trust. Then you can help him, not before.
But I still don't understand
go
why...
Go to Paraty.
Listen. They are playing our song.
Yeah, our song.
You know, Jack, I had nothing to do with the museum, the robbery, nothing.
Oh, I believe you.
You do? You are such a sweet.
And you're telling me Paolo had nothing to do with it?
Oh, Paolo, I don't know. No more do I work for Paolo, no more. You have something Paolo wants.
You mean something else, don't you?
He would do anything to get it.
He would, huh? Look, how do I know I can trust you?
But of course you can trust me.
Yeah. What do you want?
I told you what I want more than anything else. You forgot?
Money.
Lots of money.
I love your honesty, your sincerity, your... What is your name?
Carla.
Where's Paolo?
I don't know. But watch out. He'll get you.
Short Top Detroit, International Private Investigator, good morning or good afternoon, whichever is appropriate from whatever time zone you're calling from.
Bon dia, grazie.
Wow.
Como vai?
Mr. Pompadora?
Yeah.
Muito bem, obrigado.
Você quer aprender um pouco de português debaixo do cobertor?
Ooh. Wow.
I can help you. Don't you care? Why didn't you listen?
Huh? Oh, I was listening to the piano. Reminds me of someone I once knew.
You think of another woman when you are with Carla?
No, Carla, it was... Is that really your name, Carla Davila?
Close enough.
I was thinking of a piano player I met in Tangier.
Listen, we're short of calls from São Paulo. Give him a message.
Whatever you say, Mr. Pompadour.
Tell him to meet me in Paraty.
Where?
Paraty. P-A-R-A-T-I. He can rent a car or take a bus.
Rent a car or take a... What bus should he take?
The Eval Bus Company.
Eval?
Eval.
E-V...
A-L, Eval.
Eval Bus Company. I don't know if he'll want to take that.
Who cares, as long as we meet tomorrow.
Look, Carla, I can't make you rich. So what do you want from me?
I know something.
Oh, I bet you do.
Something that will help you and the professor.
And in return, you want...
Gold. I want gold.
Lots of gold.
Mm-hmm. No. Just one little piece of gold.
Sounds reasonable.
A mask.
I think the mask you want is not something to fool with.
No.
No.
Oh, you make me so unhappy. Oh. Eu tô com vontade de chorar.
Tough.
Do you have that?
Yeah, sure. I'll tell him. Paraty.
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 Paraty. T.
Oh, I love Brazilian. It's